Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. This is Technoid Live on WGN Radio, where Chicago's top founders, entrepreneurs, and in this case, innovators, are coming to share their story. Joining me right now is Thai Bar CEO Allison Lewis. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I have my Thai Bar tie on.
You do.
I love it.
The listeners can't see it, but it looks amazing.
They will see it soon.
Very stylish.
This is awesome. I have, I think, three or four of them, and then I've got a whole bunch of socks that I have from Thai Bar. I was a big fan. When you guys used to be housed out of TechNexus, which is where I first started my first company, I was working at TechNexus, and now Technori is back at TechNexus officially on the 15th of the month. So we walk by your old space all the time.
We loved being there. We were actually there where we were building out our permanent office space, which is in the West Loop in Chicago. So that's where we live now.
Very cool. We'll have to stop by there. The only thing that, sucks for me is that like I used to walk walk past, I'm like, oh, you know, you guys have any flash sales going on?
Yeah.
Suits, ties, ties and shirts, and go to the gym. Like, oh, I forgot my socks. Don't worry about it. Here's so like they originally outfitted me with, I think I had three pairs of orange and blue socks because those were the colors of my company. So every time they'd be like, oh, here you go.
Oh, nice.
So it was great. Big fan of Thai Bar. So I guess right off the bat, for those who don't know what Thai Bar is, and then we'll get into the fascinating story of you and Thai Bar and where things are going. But what is Thai Bar? To the layman, to the non-tie wearer.
Yeah, the Thai Bar is a company that creates and sells amazing menswear at unbelievable prices. So we sell ties, accessories, shirts, all sorts of dresswear for men at prices that you just won't believe. Ties for $19, for example.
Or free if you walk by their office sometimes.
I'll take that.
But I do. I seriously really recommend it. And then, you know, there's a couple of things that we want to talk about that are really unique. And the fact that you are the CEO, a female CEO of a company that is for men's menswear, basically.
Yes.
And I think some people would look at that and be like, oh, that's odd, maybe. And I actually think it's really, really a brilliant idea. And I think you're going to bring a brilliant perspective to this because I think most men don't know what the hell they're doing when they dress themselves, one. And I also think that they sometimes, when you get all men in a room, you don't have a diverse set of ideas. And everything ends up going one direction and there's no one else to be like, you know, this makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's interesting because this is a conversation that comes up a lot with
me.
But because I'm female, people seem to ask that a lot. And the thing is, I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think I'm hopefully the most qualified person for the job.
Well, of course, yeah. I didn't mean to diminish that by any stretch.
Yeah, but it's just funny because there's so many men running women's wear companies and it's just not a conversation that really happens the other way around. So every time it comes up, I'm happy to talk about it and be part of the conversation. I just think it's sort of an interesting conversation that, you know, everybody seems to think it's different, you know,
and
in the first place.
You know, that's actually a really funny, serious and kind of funny, ironic point that you make because I never, ever thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I never thought of like that men run female companies
or
female
all the time.
Clothing companies. Yeah, and you're right. Now that I think about it, I'm like, oh, just look at the brand names.
Yeah.
The brand names are men's names.
Absolutely. There's, I mean, there's men running bra companies. There's, you know, and nobody thinks
like
twice
the Seinfeld
about
episode.
It. Yep.
It's no good. No, but you know, in all seriousness, you know, we just had last month was Women's History Month. We just had our all female entrepreneurship stage, which was all female founders, as well as Christy Ross, who's the CEO, co-CEO of Tasty Trade. And we talked about the fact that the idea that when a woman is in, you know, the founder of a company or CEO, you're like, wow. And it shouldn't be that way. Like, it's still a thing that people get caught in. And we work incredibly hard to change that opinion.
I know.
But
it takes,
it's still
weird. Takes time. You know, it's one of those things. I think now I have an 18-month-old at home. And I think about the fact that when he is my age, hopefully it won't be a thing anymore.
Yes.
And that the more there are people like me doing it, that the next generation won't see it as weird or different. It won't even be a conversation they're having anymore, hopefully.
I totally agree. And there's a lot of companies around here that Capital One is one that we've had on before about this, where they work. We're having the female business owners and women in tech. They have a Men as Allies program. So essentially it's like, listen, you're used to being the only woman in the room sometimes.
Yep.
And so we want to have multiple, put men in the same situation. And
they're
learning a lot of, I mean, I think that they're growing well because of it. And so to your point, I guess, I do hope that this becomes less of a conversation and more of just a regular thing.
Yeah.
But certainly you're not here to just talk about the fact that you're female. You've probably known that for a while.
Yep.
So let's talk more about your sort of what you've got in store for Thai Bar. You're somewhat new to Thai Bar. So let's dig into what you've got planned.
Yeah. So, I mean, to tell you a little more about the Thai Bar, I talked a little bit about it, but, you know, we've been around for over 10 years. The company has changed dramatically in the last several years. We started getting into brick and mortar. So we have a flagship store here in Chicago. We also have a pop-up shop right now in Boston. We have a new store that we haven't officially announced yet that's going to be launching in the next month or so. So brick and mortar is a new thing for us that's really exciting. Another big thing that we're focusing on at the Tie Bar is the launch of dress shirts. So in October of last year, we launched dress shirts, and it was the first sized apparel category that we launched. So we've always before that been accessories, ties, socks, belts, that sort of thing. So to go into a sized apparel category was very new for us, but that was a really big, exciting launch, and it was overwhelmingly successful. So I think it opened the door for us to look at other categories. Would we go into other sized apparel in the future? That sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like if you're an entrepreneur or business owner listening to this show and you're not really thinking, when you say sized, I just think of SKUs. If you watch Shark Tank, you hear Damon John talking about constantly, like, oh, it's got so many different SKUs.
Yep.
That is certainly complicated because now, you know, previously it's just a matter of short tie, long tie, and that's it.
Exactly. We have like 10,000 SKUs of neckwear and accessories, but those are all different designs.
Yep.
So that shows you the breadth of selection and designs.
I suspect that helps in the transition for you guys because most companies don't make such a crazy...
It's true.
Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, you kind of already know how to manage the crazy...
We know how to manage inventory, warehousing, all that sort of thing, the logistics, all that. But it's a very different business to have 10,000 SKUs that are all totally different designs versus... call it 11 designs, but that 11 designs is actually hundreds of SKUs because of all of the
different
neck and sleeve combinations and sizes.
So what is the big differentiator for the shirts that you guys are bringing to the table?
Yeah, so there's a number
of bringing to the ironing
number board. Of things. I'm glad you asked. So one of the things about our brand in general is just that we're premium quality at an incredible price. So with shirting, when we were looking to compare ourselves to other brands, we weren't looking for brands in the under $100 price point. We were looking at brands that were $200, $250. And we said, how do we make that shirt at a great price? We don't want to make a $80 shirt at a good price. We want to make a $200 shirt at a good price. So we're making a $200 shirt for $55, or we sell them 3 for $140. Yeah. So if you buy them in bulk, you get more of a discount. So we really thought about creating that luxury shirt. So it is the premium yarns. It is the quality of the hand feel is incredible. The wrinkle-free non-iron technology that makes it so you can wear the shirt all day long and it doesn't wrinkle is something that you usually see at a premium price point. We actually also designed the shirt with neckwear and accessories in mind. So we thought about, you know, what type of collar looks best with any kind of tie knot. What length should the shirt be so that it stays tucked in when you sit down and it doesn't start to bunch? Because all guys say they hate when their shirt is tucked in and they sit down and it starts bunching around the waist. So we wanted to solve for that
problem.
I
just wear them untucked now. Because of that. I do. Like if it's a stand-up thing, I was just at an event on Tuesday. If it's a stand-up event, I don't even know why I'm kidding. I was dressed like not well. I was the only non-suit. And it was bad. But anyway, the point is, if I'm standing up and stuff, then I tuck in for the stand stuff. But anything else, I just go untucked because the bagging and pulling in the back, I can't stand.
Drives
it.
Or you crazy.
For me, like I feel like I have a misshape in everything. So like my arms don't ever fit. And so I'm always like pulling out of it. And
well,
it's just,
you should try our shirt.
I'm planning on it.
Yeah, that's also the reason we did the neck and sleeve combination because so many shirts now, so that retailers can save on their inventory investment, they start buying small, medium, large, extra large sizing. And it's really just a trick so they can have less inventory.
Of course.
And we didn't want to do that because we said ultimately our customer likes to wear ties with his shirts. Yep. And if you're going to wear a tie with your shirt, the neck
it
has
matters.
To fit perfectly.
Yes. This does not work. The shirt I'm wearing, while I do like the shirt and it's on its last leg, I will be honest. But that does not work well with the tie because it's of the way the tie is designed. And I guess this is a great time to segue into a little bit more of the business side of Tie Bar because I think it's cool. You know, one concern that I had back with Tie Bar when the first, like way in the beginning, was I see less men wearing ties and I see them, you know, less accessories and things. I was like, man, I love this. Like I wear this stuff, but I wonder how this will go. And I was talking to somebody else who we'll leave them off the air from Tie Bar about this. And I was saying, you know, now that I think about it, it's absolutely brilliant that you guys are going into shirts because you have the control to reintroduce the accessory line. The issue before was like, you have to have shirts that can wear a tie and that look well. And so if I don't do that, then why would I go and buy accessories? You're putting shirts and going, listen, it's a beautiful shirt, But really, it would look so much better with this cufflinks and this tie and this, that, and this, and that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, I mean, it was a pivot for us to get into shirts. It was a natural extension. Our customers asking for it, but it's very different than our core business. And everybody asks about, what about the athleisure trend? Everybody's wearing sneakers. People aren't wearing ties as often. I mean, we're not, we don't miss that fact, obviously. We're not.
I'm wearing sneakers and a tie right now.
Yeah.
I wear sneakers and a tie all the time.
We're not blind to that fact, but we also think we've created something so incredible that even men who don't want to wear ties or need to wear ties necessarily end up buying ties from us because they love our product.
Yep.
If you ever spend any time in our Chicago store, literally every time I'm in there, I hear someone say, I don't even wear a tie. Why am I buying four? But it's because they're $19. They're cool. They're different. You can put on a tie and totally change the look of your whole outfit for $19 instead of having to buy a whole new wardrobe.
I'm sharing the secret right now. This is quite literally, you spend all day hustling, like I'm sure you do, calls, running around, up and down, all over the place.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of events and things we have to go to. You run a company, I'm sure that you have to go to lots of different events and you know, meetings and things
all
like that,
time.
Night dinners, whatever. And so for men in particular, I don't wear jewelry. So for me, the only thing to make a splash is accessorizing. And so what I like to do is wear, like, basically dress down like I am now, like remove this tie, remove the coat, wearing a t-shirt and jeans or whatever I'm wearing. And then I can sprinkle in things from Tiber, which is why it was so great when you guys were at Tech Texas, is I could walk by, get cool socks that match my shoes, a cool belt, cool, you know, cool things that, that pep everything up. And basically I walk into a party like, wow, that's actually might be the best dressed guy here. And you're like, you have no idea. I dressed like a hobo, you know, like 5 minutes ago.
I mean, that's exactly what we're trying to do, is let you show your personality with the accessories. So even if you look at our shirting collection, it's very fashionable. They're stylish. They're great shirts. They fit perfectly. They're beautiful, but they're not the trendiest, craziest out there shirts. There's a lot of people out there doing crazy pattern shirts right now. You can see like really bold styles. That's not what we're doing. That's not what we're all about, because the whole idea is the shirt is the perfect canvas for your accessories.
Which is why I think is so brilliant.
Exactly. Exactly. We give you the perfect foundation. There's no wrinkles. It fits perfectly. It stays tucked in. The patterns are beautiful. The colors are subtle. Everything is really tasteful. And then you can layer on and show your personality with whether it be the tie or the jacket with the pocket square and the socks and the belt. You know, that's how you really show your personality and differentiate your outfit.
On a personal, selfish basis, I'm going to ask, is there any chance that you guys will get into the jacket game, the sport, not like suits, but the sport coat game? She's looking at the publicist.
I'm looking at my publicist. So we have some things in the works, specifically in the Chicago store. One thing that we are going to start testing that we have not officially launched, but I'm getting the go ahead to say it officially, is we're testing custom jackets and suiting.
Boom. Okay, so that's what I was going with, because here's the thing. I just ordered like the custom tailor, because like I said, I have like monkey dimensions. I don't know. It's not good. But regardless, what I love about like this coat is a very poor example. It's very old and it sucks. But I love the interiors that are different colors and bring out a pop. And in my mind, when I first thought of this, I thought, can you imagine? And obviously you did.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being able to match my like legit match, not misshaded colors, legit match socks, tie, inner coat?
Absolutely.
All day long. You put that in a Technori green and you got a customer for life here.
I mean, okay, well, then we've got you.
You already had me.
We'll have it in our Chicago store. We'll be launching it in the next month or so. And we're really excited about it, because it's another thing where there's just no one doing it at a good price point. Anything you can find at a reasonable price point is cheap stuff.
Yes.
And when I say cheap, I mean cheap in terms of quality,
yes,
not in terms of price point. And you don't have to pay a fortune to get really good quality garments. And so that's what we're trying to deliver. So we're doing the same thing with custom. You find a lot of custom out there for, you know, over $1,000.
It becomes very expensive and to
very
do it
quickly
and to do stuff. And that's the cool part about you. And what's great is that this is part of your business plan.
Yep.
Is that you're creating a canvas. It matters that the shirt wears well, because that will accentuate the fact that I've got these different accessories on. Utterly brilliant. Very cool. I'm so thrilled with the direction of this, because that is my style.
You.
That's my look. That's my shtick.
Well, we're going to count on you as a customer for life.
You've got me. Listen, from now on, we'll actually get the live stream right and people can actually see the tie bar clothing going on, because I'm serious. It's my absolute favorite. My biggest complaint is, like, I don't want to rip on Joseph A. You never know. It could be a sponsor, but Joseph A. The problem with Joseph A. is that the stuff gets worn out quickly.
It's not made to last.
No, it's not. No. And I'm not going to accessorize a tie on a shirt that looks like it's blown out on the sides. It looks ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, not to rip on any other brands, but there's a lot of dresswear brands out there also that are designed for a much older customer. And
that's an understatement.
There's really nothing in like polished dresswear for a younger guy. You know, especially the guy that's not looking to go to H&M or Topshop or, you know, any of those kinds of stores where it's fast fashion and it's cheap. If they just want really nice dresswear that actually fits well and looks like it's appropriate for someone in their age range, there's not a lot of places to go. So we think we play in a really unique space there and that we design stuff specifically for that guy.
Well, I've often said that the reason I think tech kids wear, you know, Keds in a T-shirt is because no one has provided clothing that is comfortable, looks good. And you guys are starting to do that, which is so cool. This is awesome. Where do people go to learn more about Tybar?
They can go to our website, thetybar.com. They can check out our store in Lincoln Park. It's amazing. I really recommend everyone get out there.
Any other things?
Social media is always a great place. Check out our social channels. We are very active on social. Instagram,
I was
going to
say Instagram's got to be. You got to be
Instagram,
all over that.
Yeah, Instagram is one of our favorite social channels because it just lets us showcase our product, which at the end of the day, we love our product. We love everything we do. We're big, big product nerds.
Same here. I love your product as well. Allison, thank you so much for taking the time to come
Thanks for having me.
This has been great. You can watch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Twitter and Facebook @technori. And follow me @Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.